Hello, everyone. My name is Joe, and I'm an alcoholic. I don't look like one, but I am. And I've been sober ever since I could remember. Which is shortly after I quit drinking. But this is the purpose of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem to help others recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and to help other alcoholics achieve sobriety. I went to the restroom there a while ago, and this lady tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, "Are you Joe of Joe and Charlie?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "You ever get nervous?" And I said, "No, not really." She said, "Well, you're in the ladies' restroom." So I hope to settle down here in a little bit. Before we get underway, though, I want to thank David and Laurie and everybody on the committee for putting on this thing. They did an awful lot of hard work doing this. We're thankful for that. And I especially want to thank each and every one of you for being here, because it would be a lousy meeting tonight if it was just Charlie and I can tell you that. So we need each other, and thank you for being here.
Hi, everybody. My name is Charlie Farnley. I'm a very grateful recovering alcoholic. Because I'm a member of the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and with the grace of the power that I found in the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I haven't found necessary to take a drink for 11,846 days today, one day at a time. And for this, I'm very grateful. God, you guys look great. I wish you'd be up here and just see you and see the smiling faces and hear all the laughter and the chatter that goes on in one of these good AA functions. In fact, you're about the best-looking bunch of sick people we've seen in a long time. You look great. We always like to start one of these things with a little story, a joke of some kind. We love to laugh, and we love to hear other people laugh. And our book says we're meant to be joyous, happy, and free, and I believe that 100%. And I love to tell the story about the brain surgeon, because it deals with people like us. And this brain surgeon had developed a way to transplant the human brain in its entirety. They've been doing it with other organs of the body for years. He figured out how to do it with the human brain. This older fellow went to see him, and he said, "Doc, I've been having trouble with my brain. I can't think anymore, and I can't reason, and I can't remember anything. Is there anything you can do to help me?" And the surgeon said, "Well, let's give you a good physical examination first and see what kind of shape your body's in." So he gave the old fellow a good physical examination, and he said, "Oh, yeah, your body's in great shape." He said, "I believe I could transplant a brain into your head, and everything would be great." The old man said, "Well, great, what do you have to offer?" And the surgeon said, "Let's go up in the display room, and I'll show you what we have in stock at the present time." He took him up there, and he said, "On this case over here, I have the brains of an attorney." He said, "I transplant this in your head, everything would be great, cost you $25,000. The old man said, "Well, do you have anything else?" And he said, "Oh, yeah. In this case over here, I have the brains of a doctor. Said, I could transplant this in your head. Everything would be great. Cost you $50,000. The old man said, "Well, do you have anything else?" And he said, "Oh, yeah. In this case over here, I've got the brains of an alcoholic. Said, I'd transplant this in your head, and everything would be great, and it'll cost you $100,000. The old man said, "I don't understand this deal. $25,000 for the attorney's brain, $50,000 for a doctor, and $100,000 for an alcoholic's brain?" Surgeon said, "Well, hell yes, man. It's brand new. It's never been used before." I think most of us will go to the grave with at least 50,000 miles left on the original warranty. We always like to say, as we start one of these, that we do not consider ourselves to be the gurus of the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous. We don't consider ourselves to be the experts on anything at all. We're two old drunks, met several years ago, found we had a mutual interest in the Big Book, studied together for quite some time, and hopefully we've learned a few things about it. And those few things we've learned about it, we'd just love to be able to share them with other people. We do not attempt to speak for AA as a whole, and you are most certainly free to agree or disagree with anything that we say as you see fit to. In fact, if you hear us saying things that can't be reconciled with what's in the Big Book, We suggest you don't pay any attention to those at all, and we'll try to keep most of our comments on the big book itself. We also like to say, as we start one of these, that we know that the mind will only absorb about what the rear end will stand. Some of these sessions do become quite long. Tonight, we're not going to attempt to take a break. If we do, we'll just be here too late. But if you feel the need to get up and move around during one of these sessions, please feel free to do so. That's not going to bother us at all. If you feel the need to get up and go out and smoke a cigarette or have a cup of coffee, please feel free to do that. It won't bother us at all. Or if you feel the need to go get rid of a cup of coffee, please feel free to do that. Just don't sit there and suffer in silence. I also like to take the time to thank Laurie and thank Dave and thank all the other people that's had anything to do with putting this thing together. I know it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice to do this. And I certainly thank them for doing so. And as Joe said, I thank you for being here. If we're going to study the big book, which of course we are this weekend, I think we probably need to go back and look at just a little bit of the history behind the book. And by looking at some of the history behind the book, see how it got to be here in the first place, I think it's going to make it much easier for us to understand the book as we go through it this weekend. So let's go to the forward to the second edition in the big book, Roman numeral 15, and let's begin to look at a little bit of the history behind the book itself, Joe.
Yeah, there's a little formula that Bill used that might be helpful to you, it was to me. In all of Bill's writings, he does basically three things. The first thing he does is he explains what the problem is. He'll give us a solution for that problem. And then he'll give us a practical program of action to implement the solution that he just described. He does that over and over and over throughout all of his writings. And keeping that in mind, it helps us to see and understand Bill's writing.
Do we have any empty seats anywhere? There's still two or three people standing back at the door. Do we have any? Here's one empty seat up here. Here's another one over here, a couple of people. Another one over here, two of them over there. So we can handle three or four of them in here still sitting down. I don't think anybody ever dreamed we were going to have that many people here tonight. Great to see you guys.
Okay, the bottom of Roman numeral page 15 is the beginning. He said the spark that was to flare in the first AA group was struck in Akron, Ohio in June 1935 during a talk between a New York stockbroker and an Akron physician.
We know this New York stockbroker is a fellow named Bill Wilson. I think we're treating Bill pretty good when we call him a New York stockbroker. He really wasn't. He was a New York City stock speculator. He made his living out of selling fast talking to slow-thinking people, you know. I don't want to take anything away from Bill. He was a great man, but we all need to realize he was a real alcoholic, just like all the rest of us. And understanding that is going to make it easier to understand the book, because, of course, Bill is the primary author. The Akron physician is this fellow named Dr. Bob Smith. We'll be referring to them from time to time throughout the entire weekend.
He said, now 6 months earlier, the broker had been relieved of his drink obsession by a sudden spiritual experience following a meeting with an alcoholic friend who had been in contact with the Oxford groups of that day.
A little later on, or a little further on in the book, when we get into Bill's story, we're going to see where Bill met with a fellow named Eddie Thatcher, an old alcoholic friend, a guy that Bill had drank with back when he was in school, an old drinking buddy. And Eddie Thatcher brought to Bill two vital pieces of information. He sat down with Bill and he said, Bill, people like you and I, if we are powerless over alcohol, if we're to recover from that condition, we're going to have the aid of a power greater than ourselves. And he said, I've been attending meetings with a group of people called the Oxford Groupers, and they told me that if I could have a vital spiritual experience, that during that spiritual experience, I would find the power greater than human power, and I would be able to recover from alcoholism. He also said, Bill, they gave me a practical program of action, and they guaranteed me if I would follow that program of action, I would have the spiritual experience, I would be able to recover from alcoholism. And he said, look at me, Bill, it's been 2 months since I've had a drink. And this made a great impression on Bill. Bill knew Eddie, he knew how he drank. And he knew that if Eddie had recovered from alcoholism, something greater than Eddie had to be working in Eddie's life. So Eddie gave Bill two pieces of information. He gave him first the solution, the vital spiritual experience. Then he gave him the program of action necessary to have that vital spiritual experience to find that solution. But that's not all the information Bill had to know in order to recover. He had to know some other stuff too.